I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. He's worthy. He's worthy. We worship him. We reverence you, Jesus. Kneel down before you. Worship your holy in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name. Worship your name. Worship. Worship. Holy. We worship him. God bless you. God bless you abundantly. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord one more time. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Ooh, it's a blessing. Oh, it's a blessing. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord one more time. God bless you, and I welcome you in to the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live Podcast. God is moving. Somebody say, God is moving. Hallelujah. God is moving. He's never late. He's never too early, but he's right on time. In Jesus' name. We serve a perfect God, and he is holy. So we're coming before a holy God today in prayer, in reverence, in worship. In the name of Jesus, we're coming before him with reverence and godly fear. And we're coming before him boldly. You know, the Bible says it in Jesus' name. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we come to him because we know that we need him. We know that we need his grace and his mercy. In Jesus' name, where will we be without the grace and the mercy of God that is upon us right now? Hallelujah. Where would we be if he wasn't gracious to us? Hallelujah. Where would we be without Jesus? So that's why we come today to give God some praise, glory and honor. Give him all the glory and the honor and the praise. So let's go into the presence of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever you need from the Lord today, you can get it in his presence. In Jesus' name. You can pray too. You can pray too. In Jesus' name. While you're over there, wherever you're at, in your car, in your house, wherever you're at, you can pray to the Lord too. He's right there with you. In Jesus' name. So we come up before him to gather together in his presence, in Jesus' name, to gather together in his name. Say, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So we come to gather together in Jesus' name on this podcast and to worship Jesus in the beauty of holiness. We come to let the world know that there is a King and a Savior, and he is so good. And he loves each and every one of us. That he laid down his life for us. Greater love hath no man that a man lay down his life for his friend. He calls us his friend if we do what he tells us to do. He calls us his friend. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We come to pray without ceasing. We come to pray continually.
We come to humble ourselves before your mighty hand, under your mighty hand, and it says you will exalt us in due time. That's your word, O God. We come to do what it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Yadadabosha. For we need healing to our land. We need our sins forgiven, O God. We need a word from heaven. We need you to hear from heaven for us, O God, so that we can know where to go, so that we can know, O God, how to move in the name of Jesus, so that we can be guided by the Spirit. In Jesus' name. For there's no vision, the people perish. But we have the light of the world leading us. The light of the world guiding us, and an opportunity to come into his presence so that we don't have to go through this dark world with no light. But thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God, you are your word. So have your way, Father God, and let your will be done in our lives as we come to let you know we appreciate you, to not frustrate grace, but to grow in you in grace. Because your grace does not license us to sin. It does not allow us to just go and do what we want to do. But we are followers of Jesus Christ. We're made to look like you, made to worship you, made to honor you and to reverence you, God. Called out of darkness and into your marvelous light, that we may be a light of this dark world, and the world may see Jesus within us. So God, I pray right now that every sin that we have done against you, we ask for forgiveness today, oh God. We confess all of our sins known and unknown. And we do repent and turn away and turn. We turn away from sin. We turn to you, oh God. Thy will be done in our lives. Oh, thy will be done, O God. Not our will, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. That is our prayer today, O God. That is our prayer. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Thy will be done, O God. Thy will be done. I want you to say it today. Thy will be done. In this life you've blessed me with, thy will be done. In every situation, God, thy will be done. On my job, thy will be done. In my home, thy will be done. In my school, thy will be done. In every situation, thy will be done, oh God. Thy will be done in my family. Thy will be done in my friends. Thy will be done, oh God. Yada da bo shatanya. We pray for submission to your will, that we would be submitted to your will like never before, that we would not go and do what we want to do, but we would operate under the will of the Father, that we would walk in the will of Jesus. Yoshatandarabasha, because that's what you did, Jesus. You walked in the will of the Father. You prayed to the Father. Even though you were God in human form, you still communicated with your Father because you knew that you still needed it. You are in this fleshly human body. So us, we're in this human body. We need our Savior. We need to cry out to him and to let him know what we're struggling with. to let them know what we're dealing with, to let them know
the things that we are facing. And as you do this, oh, Jesus is here. And as you do this,
his strength will be made perfect in your weakness.
Hallelujah. And he said unto me, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Tell them what you need. Tell them what your weakness is. Tell them what you're struggling with. And I promise you that his strength will be made perfect in your weakness. That his power works best in your weakness.
This is for his glory, and his glory will be revealed in this. In the name of Jesus. You may be struggling right now. Oh, but as you give it over to Jesus, I know that he'll work it out. Then we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. After you have suffered a little while, he will establish you, perfect you, strengthen you, and settle you. He knows, because he's the God of all grace. He's called you to his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus, according to the word of God. And I speak over you today, Psalm chapter 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. That you shall not die, but you shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And declare what the Lord has done in your life. And declare how the Lord has brought you out time after time. You shall declare the gospel of Jesus.
So let your light so shine before me, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Don't let the devil dim your light. Don't let the devil put your light out. For you were made to be a light of this world. You were made to shine bright. You were made to stand out. You were made to overcome. You were made. Hallelujah. To glorify the name of the Lord. Because you are created in his likeness, in his image. So, today I speak over you the prayer of protection over your life. I speak it over your family, over your friends, over your coworkers, your classmates, everyone connected to you, your teammates. I speak it over this country by the power of the Holy Spirit, the United States of America. We speak it over Israel. We speak it over everybody right now. The Psalm 91 protection prayer. God, I ask you to cover your people right now. Oh, that they'll be protected from the diseases that men are trying to bring up in this time. In the name of Jesus. That they'll be protected from the snares of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence, that they will be protected from the devil and all the schemes and the plan and the plots he has on their life. Tonight we call it canceled. We come to war in the spirit, and no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. So as a soldier of Jesus Christ, I come to speak over you and to war in the spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit leading me, to cover you in the Psalm 91 protection, so that when you go out, you will not be uncovered, that when you go out, you will not be, in Jesus' name, susceptible to the enemy's attacks.
to the things that the devil is trying to do in these latter days. But you will be covered under the blood of Jesus Christ, under the feathers and the wings of the Almighty God. You will walk closely with the Lord. And as you walk closely with him, he will make his abode in you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So we submit ourselves to God right now. We submit. We submit to your will and to your way, Jesus. And we submit to you being our protection. We cannot protect ourselves. Because this is a spiritual battle. In Jesus' name. And there's even things that have come into the natural that the devil is trying to use people to take God's people away. But we come to render it powerless. We come to cancel the assignment of the enemy. Right now, in the name of Jesus, loose your hold, Satan, off of God's people. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. You shall not be uncovered, but you shall be covered unto this day for it. And I speak Psalm 91 over your life. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 91. Protection. Just receive it. Receive God's protection upon your life today. Receive it, claim it, believe it by faith, and it will be done in Jesus' name. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the air that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. It is so. You are covered under the blood and under the Psalm 91 protection of Jesus Christ. This we call done by faith. Come on, give God some praise right there. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are covered. Ha-da-da-bo-sha-ya. Continue to stay covered now in the name of Jesus, because there's something that is trying to draw God's people away. Something on the land the devil's trying to do. So stay alert, stay watchful, and continue to be who God has called you to be. To become who God has called you to become. And to do what God has called you to do.
In Jesus' name we pray. And we seal it. We seal it with thanks to our God. We seal it with praise to our God. We seal it with an amen, amen, and amen. May it be so. So be it. And it is. So. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. I see great things for you. I see great things for you. Keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. Don't stop. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Each and every one of you. I see great things for you. In Jesus' name. If you're on today, it's no coincidence that you are on. Hallelujah. God wanted to cover you. He wanted to cover you. In Jesus' name. And you are covered. Hallelujah. Jesus still loves you. In Jesus' name. Nothing will be able to separate you from the love of God. The Bible says it. No matter what we do or say, there's nothing that can separate us. That's why we need him. In Jesus' name. Nothing will be able to separate us from his love. Paul said in Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. In verse 38 through verse 39, he said, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, in Jesus' name, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Thank you, Lord Jesus. We cover you under the blood, my brother. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Cover you under the blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. What's your name? We're going to pray for you. In Jesus' name, we're going to pray for you. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you. God bless you. Your name is Kevin. Okay. Y'all, we're going to lift Kevin up in prayer right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want you to know today, Kevin, that forgiveness is your portion. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, that you are already forgiven. If you just believe. Because Jesus Christ already died for your sins, for your mistakes, for the things you didn't mean to do, for the things the devil may have prompted you to do and tempted you to do. Forgiveness is your portion, for the Bible says in 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. We cover you under the blood right now. And I pray, oh God, that you give Kevin a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit, that he may focus on the things of God, not the things on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. And this we call done by faith. Amen. Amen and amen. It's done, Kevin. It's done. All you got to do is believe now. And the Lord has forgiven you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give God the praise. Okay. I love you, people of God, in Jesus' name. God loves you. And until next time, I gotta go now. To God be all the glory. Thank him for his presence and for everything he is doing. Okay? You send me an inbox, okay? If you need prayer, in Jesus' name, and I don't mind at all praying with you. All right? So until next time, Lord's will, we'll be back on Monday. Back on TikTok on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. We won't be on YouTube tonight, but Lord's will on tomorrow, we'll be on YouTube with the rerun of this live that just happened. Okay. All right. So God bless you. If you're seeing the YouTube video right now, thank you for staying until the end. In Jesus' name, and hearing what the Lord had to say. All right. Tell Nanny I said hi. Pink Love Chip, Nanny said hi. Nanny Pink Love Chip said hi. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Okay, because Nanny probably is on. So I thank God for my Nanny. And I love you so much. In Jesus' name. I love each and every one of you, okay? May the Spirit of the Lord go upon you, everyone, and everything connected to you. In Jesus' name. Co-pastor is probably on. Co-pastor, I love you so much. In Jesus' name. And whoever else may be on, I just want you to know that I appreciate you for everything that you do for me. And I love you. All right. Perfect night. Perfect weekend. In Jesus' name.